I had to face off against Merrill again in court in June. But his attorney was prepared this time and managed to deftly turn the tide against me with the help of the lawyer I thought was going to protect me. The issue was custody. Merrill's attorney presented him as the good and steady all-American guy on Father Knows Best. Yes, he had a lot of children, but he cared about them all. The two attorneys asked the judge if they could meet to try to work out a deal. I didn't quite know why that was happening. The judge put a time limit on their meeting, and the rest of us sat and waited. When my attorney came back, he told me they'd reached a deal. I would get temporary custody, but Merrill was going to get full visitation rights. The protective order would remain in place. Merrill agreed to pay for counseling for his daughters, which he'd opposed, but only if the therapist was neutral about polygamy. In other words, the therapist was to be an advocate for the children and keep whatever feelings he or she had about polygamy out of the counseling sessions. I felt blindsided. My attorney had rolled over and handed Merrill nearly everything he'd demanded. I told Doug I didn't need as much protection as my children did. He said that I didn't have any grounds on which to prove Merrill should not be allowed to see his children unsupervised. I have fought these cases before, my attorney said, and men will work so hard to get the right for visitation, then once they get it, they drop the whole thing and never see the kids. It is not something that is worth fighting for because it really isn't an issue. It was an issue to me. I felt we had been sold down the river. At the time, I was unaware that I had the right to reject the deal my attorney made. I had lived so long without rights that I didn't understand the ones I now had. The attorneys outlined their deal to the judge. She asked me if I was in agreement with this. I was in such a state of shock that I stood before her feeling numb and dazed. I had no idea I could converse with the judge, so I just said that, yes, I agreed with the deal. What I learned later was that the judge discounted my allegations of abuse against Merrill because I agreed in court to let him have unsupervised visitations. This made me look like either a bad mother or a liar. My credibility was shattered. Legally, I could now lose my children. Dan Fisher was upset that my case was going so badly. He knew that unless I got a first-rate attorney, I would lose custody of my kids. We looked at one of the major family law firms in town. The attorney we spoke with was blunt. The firm did not want to take on a cult. Then we got a big break. Utah's Attorney General, Mark Shurtleff, agreed to meet with me. I had been meeting regularly with the investigator from Shurtleff's office about the extremism and abuse that had taken hold in the FLDS. But Dan and I both felt the Attorney General needed to become more actively involved. Now we had our chance. Dan and his brother Shem came with me. I brought a 2-page list summarizing the abuse that was occurring in the FLDS because of Warren Jeffs. I organized my thoughts and composed myself. I did not want Mark Shurtleff to think I was some insane woman who'd grabbed her children and fled in the middle of the night. We sat around a table in a conference room. Dan said we were here because of the human rights violations that were taking place within the FLDS community. He said he felt the Attorney General's office had to intervene. I began by giving each person at the table a copy of my 2-page list of abuses. It delineated the numerous marriages I had witnessed among underage girls and the emotional devastation this had caused. I described how women were taken from their husbands and arbitrarily given to other men. I told how young boys were trained as spies to go into FLDS homes and report back to Warren. I explained how Warren had terrorized young children by having animals tortured to death in front of them. I told them about the day all the dogs were destroyed, and how Warren taught that a society that treated animals humanely was corrupt and had turned away from God.